أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا حبيب إله العالمين محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين. We were talking about the relation between ibadah and ma'rifah. And of course we were discussing a hadith from Sayyid al-Shuhada Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam, ما خلق الله جل ذكره العباد إلا ليعرفوه فإذا عرفوه عبدوه. He has created us to know him, and when we know him, we worship him. In the Quran also we have وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and ins but to worship me. And in hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ. It means to know me. So there is a very close relationship between knowledge of God, not knowledge of creation of God, and between ibadah. Now, how does this work? It is a dialectical sort of relationship. When you know that you have a creator, then your heart is humbled to him. If you have a heart, many of us, our hearts do not work. If the heart works, it humbles, and it wants to show that humbleness in a way. And of course, the prophets have come to tell us how you have to show your humbleness to God. And of course, in Islam and in many other religions, which maybe it has been forgotten, the humbleness, the humility is shown by ruku and sujood. These are just gestures, signs of showing our humbleness to the Lord who has created us. So when we do this, then the heart starts to flourish, starts to find life. And when it finds life, this is the faculty which we were talking about. This is the faculty by which God could be known. It is initially, it may be dead. We have to revive it. أَوَ مَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ. This is a verse in the Quran repeated in many occasions, the one who was dead and we gave him life. And the Mufassirun say that this is not about giving physical life to people. This is giving a spiritual life to people. You were dead and then you came to light. From darkness you came to light and you found a life. Man amila in Surah Nahl. This ayah is very beautifully explained by Allama Tabatabai. Anyone who wants to see the full explanation of this ayah, I advise them to go to Tafsir al-Mizan and see how beautifully this man of God has explained this ayah. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Anyone who does good, man or woman, well, we know in spirituality, man and woman are absolutely the same. Man and woman, anyone who does good, we will give him a new life, a pure life. And that pure life is the life of the heart. You see things that others do not see. You hear things that others do not see. Not hearing voices or these things. You see and hear the Asma'ullah. When the heart becomes alive, when it becomes alive. The heart is dead usually. You have to give it life. You have to resuscitate it. Now, we try to resuscitate the heart, a spiritual heart, by the type of worship that we offer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for Allah, of course, it doesn't matter whether you worship sincerely or not sincerely. For your heart, it matters. Your heart should feel the sincerity of the worship so that it finds life. Light comes into it. Now, let me give you a verse from the Quran which tells us this light, where can you find this light? How this light comes? It comes through ibadah. And ibadah is to remember him, to bring him in your heart. Now, people look for God outside. God cannot be found outside. His creation can be found outside. His signs you can see. سَنُرِيهُمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. They can see my signs outside and inside. But to find himself, you have to go in. This is the faculty that you have. You cannot go outside searching for God. Outside is good for an initial knowledge that you know, yes, there is a creator. But I want to know that creator, you have to go inside. There is something installed here. It acts like a mirror. However, this mirror does not reflect pictures. This mirror reflects Asma'ullah. Now, it's a very amazing mirror, very amazing mirror. It cannot be described, it cannot be explained, but it reflects Asma'ullah. When we say you catch the image of God, we usually think that it's just like a mirror, the image reflects in it. It's not like that. It is something very complicated and something which can reach Arshullah very quickly. We mentioned the hadith before, لا يسعني أرضي ولا سمائي وإنما يسعني قلب عبدي المؤمن. Not the earth, not the heavens, they cannot contain me. What can contain me is the heart of the believer. The heart of the believer can contain, because it's just like eyes which can catch lights. This heart can catch light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, it doesn't do it automatically. We have to bring it. We have to invoke it to come in. We have to invoke it. And the way for it, I want to mention a very beautiful piece from Amirul Mu'mineen. The way to it is humbleness. But what type of humbleness? What type of humility to be shown so that you can catch that light? Now, in Surah Nur, we are told that Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Allah is the light in the heavens and in the earth. Now, Samawat is where the angels live. The inhabitants of angels are called Samawat. Don't think of universe or skies there. And Arth is where the human beings and jinn live. Allah is light there, is light here. If you open your eyes, you cannot miss him. You cannot miss him. It's impossible to miss him. As we have in dua of Arafah again from Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Mata ghibta. When were you absent? You're always present. When were you absent? So that you need to manifest yourself. You always manifest yourself. However, our faculty does not work. He's always manifest. Manifest in his creation, manifest in his own attributes. He's manifesting himself. However, you need that faculty to work. Now, this light, which of course is explained very beautifully and majestically, مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَاحَ الْمِصْبَاحَ فِي الزُّجَاجَةِ, then where is this light? Where can we find it? We look around, we don't see this light. Where is the light of Allah? If it's everywhere, if it's in heavens and earth, so why we do not see it? Where is it? Fi buyutin, you cannot find it everywhere. Fi buyutin adhanallahu an turfa'a wa yudhkara fi hasbu. It's in the houses, in those houses in which Allah has permitted his name be remembered. No. Hasn't Allah ordered all of us to remember him? Has Allah withdrawn permission from anyone to remember him, to have zikr? Of course, remembrance is not a good translation for zikr. Invoking His presence, his asma, this is the meaning of dhikr, bringing it to the heart. So hasn't he ordered, commanded everyone, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, udhkurullaha dhikran kathira, invoke God in your heart. Permanently do it, incessantly do it, because this is the way you grow, this is the purpose of your creation, bring him in. So, but here it says that there are some houses that Allah has permitted them. فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ. First of all, these houses have been advised, have been permitted to be glorified. So there are some houses on the earth that they should be glorified. They should be respected. Don't listen to these ignorant jahiloon who say we do not venerate anyone, any house, any shrine. Allah has commanded us to venerate some houses in this life, in this world. This is not shirk. This is absolutely obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ. Allah has permitted that they should be exalted. And يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. His name to be mentioned. His attributes, his names to be invoked. What does this mean? It means that you cannot say anything you wish about God. You cannot say anything you like. In my view, God is like that. In my view, God is like this. And nowadays, of course, views are very important. So democracy. So let's take a vote how God should be. This doesn't work. It doesn't work this way. Allah has allowed some people to tell us, to describe for us how he is. This is the meaning of the verse, isn't it? If you can think about any other meaning. فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. And his name to be mentioned. This is equal to the verse we have in Surah Safat. Subhanallah amma yasifun. Allah is glorified, is above whatever they describe. Illa ibadallah al-mukhlasin. Except the mukhlasun, except those who are purified. They can say how God is. Why they can say? Because they see. Because their heart is working. Those whose heart is not working, they have to follow them. Inshallah, later on these hearts would start working by following them. By following them, the hearts would start working. But now the hearts should follow those people. Okay, who are these people? Who are these people? If you go to books of exegesis, the exegesis have discussed about these houses. فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. What are these houses? Some say these are mosques. Some say these are heart of the believers. Some say these are anywhere that people pray and worship. But of course, mosques. Of course, many mosques are just buildings. How Allah has permitted, who in the mosque are permitted to mention his name authoritatively when they say about God? They say the truth. They say things based on knowledge, not based on ignorance, suspicion, guess, conjecture. They don't speak like that. When they speak, hajama, as Amirul Mu'minin described these people, hajama bihimul ilm ala haqiqat al basira. The knowledge is surrounding them from everywhere on the reality of insight. They have touched, intimated the spirit of certainty. You cannot argue with them about God because they are seeing things. Basharu ruha al-yaqeen. As, of course, we ask Allah in our du'as, Ya Allah, we ask you imanan, tubashiru bihi qalbi, a faith which touches my heart. Because most of, In most cases, the faith doesn't touch our heart. We don't feel the sweetness of it. We don't feel it. And we ask for this. But for these people, it's beyond faith. It's knowledge which touches their heart. It's certainty, yaqeen, which touches their heart. So who are these people? How they have achieved this? How they have achieved this? Now, the verse explains. فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ. It is mentioned in tafsir, in books of tafsir, that when this verse was revealed, Abu Bakr stood and asked, Ya Rasulallah, أَيُّ بُيُوتٍ هَذِهِ. Which houses are these in which the light of Allah penetrates and Allah permits those who have that light to speak about him, to say how he is? قَالَ بُيُوتُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. The houses of the prophets. Certainly. Of course, the houses of the prophets. Then, there was one question. You know, when Prophet, peace be on him, built the mosque, he ordered the companion to build their rooms, the muhajirun, who didn't have houses in Medina, to build their rooms around the mosque. And these rooms had two doors. One door opened into the mosque, one door opened outside. So whenever they wanted to pray, they directly came to the mosque. And whenever they wanted to go out for business, they went from the other door. And then revelation came to the prophets at one certain time that close all the doors which open to the mosque, except your door and door of Ali and Fatima. This is famous. You can find it in Shi'i and Sunni sources. In Dua Nudba as well, you recite, وَسَدَّ الْأَبْوَابَ إِلَّا بَابَ. He closed all the doors except his door. Now, probably this was the reason why Abu Bakr asked the question. And he said, Ya Rasulallah, أَهَذَا الْبَيْتُ مِنْهَا بَيْتُ عَلِيٍّ وَفَاطِمَةً. Is this house of Ali and Fatima that you have not shut the door, which opens to the mosque, is it from those houses? And Prophet said, Naam min afadilaha. Yes, this is one of the highest of these houses in which Allah has permitted the dhikr to come, the light to illuminate. However, this is not just because they were distinguished people, because of some qualities. What are the qualities? It says, فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ. Morning and evening glorify in these houses. رِجَالٌ. رِجَالٌ means, here رِجَالٌ, of course, the Mufassirin say that it includes men and women. There are men and women in these houses that glorify Allah in the morning and in the evening. Well, we do that the same. We do the same thing, isn't it? In the morning, we wake up, we do glorify Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhan Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi, subhan Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdi. In the evening, we do that as well, in our houses. And when we want to sleep, we recite Ayatul Kursi, we recite Surah Al-Tawheed, we recite other verses, we recite Ayatul Sukhra, we glorify Allah. In the morning and in the evening. But there is one difference between us and them. One difference. What is the difference? رجالٌ لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. They take ذكر first and تجارة and business second. تجارة and business is for the sake of living to remember God. Not that the dhikr is for the sake of invoking God's blessing for our tijara. It's different, isn't it? Usually we do this to get God's blessing for our business, for our living, for God to give us better living, better life. This is one attitude. It's good. I don't say it's bad. People have different attitudes. But you do not get that position then. Whatever you pay, you are given. You pay this type of zikr, you are given a followership of those people, is good. And all these types of ibadah, you have heard this very famous hadith, all these types of ibadah are acceptable. However, they are given their own dues, not more than what they deserve. إِنَّ قَوْمًا عَبَدُوا اللَّهَ رَغْبَةً فَتِلْكَ عِبَادَةُ التُّجَّارِ Some people worship God to get blessing. Not a spiritual blessing, blessing, material blessing. And also in the hereafter, they want paradise, Jannah. In their mind, Jannah is a material thing that they want to achieve it. Good, but this is the tijara of a businessman. Tijara of a businessman. Then can you mention Allah with His attributes, His names? Would the dhikr illuminate in your heart? No, it doesn't. Would you go to hell? No. Of course, Allah is Kareem. He will take you to paradise, but to your own paradise. Not to anyone else's paradise, not to higher paradises. وَإِنَّ قَوْمًا عَبَدُوا اللَّهَ رَحْبَةً فَتِلْكَ عِبَادَةُ الْعَبِيدِ Some people worship God out of fear of hell. That's good. Allah will save them, of course. And how many mystics we had on between these two during the history? Some very fearful, some very hopeful. Okay, between the two. It's good. وَإِنَّ قَوْمًا عَبَدُوا اللَّهَ حُبًّا أَوْ شُكْرًا Both are reported. Some people worship God out of love or out of thankfulness. They just want to give thanks. They don't want anything else. They just want to be attached to Him. Well, تَلْكَ عِبَادَةُ الْأَحْرَارِ This is the worship of free people. And they are freed from all boundaries that are shackling us in this world, are holding us, and they get freed from everything. So, the way they worship is different from the way we worship. Rasulullah abadallah shukran, the Prophet worshipped God out of thankfulness. He was standing for 10 years on his tiptoes out of fear, reciting the Quran half of the night, two-thirds of the night, until it was revealed, Taha. Taha is a very intimate word between God and the prophets. Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'an litashqa. You should not put yourself into such a hardship. And when he was asked, Ya Rasulallah, why you do this? He said, Ala akunu abdan shakura. Shouldn't I be thankful to God for what he has given me? Shu'aib cried and cried and cried in the middle of the night until his eyes went blind. And Allah healed his eyes. And again, and again. Eventually Allah said, Shu'aib, what do you want from me? Tell me, what do you want? He said, I just want you to permit me to come and cry before you. This is hope. This is love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how does love and shukr come if you have ma'rifah? If you know him, if you have no ma'rifah, we think God is our enemy. I am one, he is one. He's troubling me all the time. He's doing this to me. God, why you do this to me? You see how ignorant is when we say, God, why do you do this to me? You know, how ignorant is this? How disrespectful is this when we say, God, why you do this to me? Just as if he is someone, I am someone. He is independent, I am independent. And then, of course, he has to give me because he has created me. Now, why he is doing this to me? God is not going to take you to hell for this. He is Kareem, Kareem. The Arabi, the Bedouin, came to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulallah, man yuhasibun nas yawm al-qiyamah? Who will take people accountable on the Day of Judgment? Who counts the actions of people in the Day of Judgment? He said, what question is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ نَجَوْتُ وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ. He said, I am saved now. If Allah does it, I am saved. And Rasulullah said, why you say this? He said, لَأَنَّ اللَّهَ كَرِيمٌ. Because he is kareem, he is honorable. Of course, if he does it, I have no problem. But he's kareem, he's not going to take you to hell for all these things. But you are not going to have that heart which reflects the beauties of God. That heart needs to be taken care of. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every session he sat down and spoke to his companions afterwards, he said Astaghfirullah 70 times. He used to say Astaghfirullah 70 times. And they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, is it a sin to talk to us? Well, Rasulullah was doing his duty, was worshipping God. Is it a sin to talk to us that after you finish, you say Astaghfirullah? He said, إِنَّهُ لَيُغَانُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِي. Something, a tuft of unclarity comes on my heart when I attend to you. And when I say Astaghfirullah, it goes away. It reflects again the same brilliant asma of Allah, it reflects again. This is the faculty working. رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. بيع and تجارة, business and buying and selling, it would not divert them from ذكر الله. They are always in ذكر الله. Now, when dhikrullah comes to the heart, then of course, how can you compare creation of God with God? It's impossible. And when it comes, those who have it, they cannot describe it for you. Because it's like trying to describe colors for a blind person. How could it be possible? It's not possible. Is so colorful, so beautiful. And that beauty has, in a very, very low capacity, manifested itself in the creation. Look at the flowers. Look at the colors. Look at the art. Look at the beauty. وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ in Surah Fatir. جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ وَحُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ وَغَرَابِيبُ سُودٌ. Look at the mountains. Red, white, black. Look at the people, look at the animals, red, light, red, black, white, different colors. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَالدَّوَابِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ كَذَلِكَ إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Now, why we are not fearful of God? Why seeing all these, we do not see beauty of God? Because we are not ulama. Because the heart is not working. If the heart works, it reflects all these things. Now, when the heart works, when you humble yourself initially, you worship God, that worship gives you some flavor. It makes you even more humble. That humbleness encourages you to more worship, motivates you to more worship. Doing more worship brings you more ma'rifah. Getting more ma'rifah, you want to do more worship. And in this way, continuously you go between ma'rifah and ibadah, ma'rifah and ibadah, ma'rifah and ibadah, and you move higher and higher and higher. This is how the degrees are created for human beings. And of course, you come to that highest level in this world, because this world has its own capacity. The capacity of ma'rifah of human beings, whether a prophet or an ordinary human being, in this world is very limited. When, inshallah, we go to the next world, that capacity multiplies millions of times. millions of times. That is why when Musa wanted to capture God, the way it is captured in Akhirah, Allah said, this dunya cannot contain me, this world, including your heart and everything. When you are in this world, you cannot contain me. You cannot get that sort of ma'rifat that you get in paradise. Inshallah, in paradise, we feel the real purpose of life because then we have that ma'rifah. Although in this world, we are not given that ma'rifah. But in paradise, every person, paradise is the place of hikmah and wisdom and knowledge. That's the first thing. Then it comes to the material pleasures. So, that when Musa asked, when he was so excited, so enthusiastic, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لَمِيقَاتِنَا, when he came to our appointment, وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ, his Lord spoke to him. He was elated, he was flying. He could not just stay and listen. He wanted to see. What did he want to see? Of course, his heart had the reflection of the Asma'ullah, but not that level which he, in that elated situation, he wanted. وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ قَالَ رَبِّ أَرْنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ, let me look at you. Let me look at you. Take this veil. Take this veil. But this veil cannot go away until we die, whether for the Prophet or for us. قَالَ لَن تَرَانِي, you are Musa, you are my dear servant, I love you, but you cannot. Now, because you are Musa, I show you. You know, the Jews, they asked Musa, قَالُوا أَرَنَا اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً, show us to see God, and God killed them. Shut up. What do you understand of God? But because now you are Musa, you are asking me, and you ask me, I give you. But this one is not possible, my dear. وَلَكَنْ أُنْظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ, look at this mountain. You want that manifestation which I have in Akhirah? Look at this mountain. I will do manifest myself in that way to this mountain. Because Allah manifests himself to everything in the Day of Judgment. To everything. فَإِنْ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي, if it can stand, you see. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ, it means this was the tajalli Musa was asking, not seeing God with eyes, of course. He knew that it's impossible. This was the tajalli he was asking for. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلْ جَعَلَهُ دَكَّ وَخَرَّ مُوسَى سَائِغًا, Musa fell unconscious. Now just imagine if that manifestation had come to Musa himself, what would have happened? He would have exploded, just like the mountain. So, have hope. Inshallah, we are going to a place where ma la ayna ra'at wa la udhuna sama'at, no eyes have ever put gaze on, no ears has ever heard. This is where we are going to go to, inshallah. But where we go depends on how much of dhikr we have internalized. This is important. Now, we don't have time to go to Nahjul Balagha tonight. Inshallah, tomorrow night we go to Nahjul Balagha. Where is our place in paradise? I don't talk about hell, because hell is a place of those who have no zikr of Allah whatsoever. Or they have destroyed whatever zikr they had. Where we stand in paradise depends on how much of zikrullah we have internal. انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض, look how different their degrees are in this world. وللآخرة أكبر درجات وأكبر تفضيل, آخرة is even more in terms of degrees, in terms of merits, in terms of places that people are stationed. هم درجات عند الله, there are degrees, they are, this is very interesting, Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli and Allama Tabatabai, they have a lot to say here. They don't say they have degrees. No. They are degrees. Hum darajatun indallah. When they come to Allah indallah, they are degrees. What are the degrees? The hearts. What are the hearts? Zikrullah. These are the degrees. Okay, there's a beautiful piece about Zikrullah and how this is brought in the hearts in Nahjul Balaghat. Inshallah, we'll discuss tomorrow night. So two hadith, very similar to each other, from Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam. Who, interestingly, one of them describes the situation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and one of them describes what happened to him. Very interesting. And they are quite similar. Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam says, when my father was passing away, Ali ibn Hussein alayhi salam, he hugged me, he pulled me to his fold, to his arms, and told me, my son, I want to advise you. The way my father Husayn ibn Ali advised me, pulled me into his arms when he was on his deathbed, and he advised me. And then two things he advised. One, he said, Ya Bunayya, Imam Zainul Abidin says, my father said this to me, and I'm telling it to you, my son, Imam Al-Baqir. Isbir ala al-haq walau kana murra. Have perseverance and patience on haq. Because when you say haq, when you do haq, people attack you. This world is a place of haq and batil. If batil, the number of people who are on batil are more, then they attack very easily those who are on haq. As Amirul Mu'minin said, haqqun wa batilun wa likullin ahlun. There is a haq, there is a batil. And for every category there are its people. Have patience on haq. When you say haq, people attack you. Have patience even if it's bitter. This is one thing that Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam said to his son, quoting his father. Then he said another advice. Iyaka, iyaka, wa dhulm man la yajidu alayka nasiran illallah. Be careful who you are oppressing, on whom you are exerting wrong. Anyone who wants to wrong, do. Not, of course, allowing him, but it's an exaggeration. But do not wrong someone, do not oppress someone who doesn't have a helper, but God. Because then God will be your enemy. If someone, you find someone helpless, without any support, then you have to be sure that Allah is his support. We are created by God, all of us. Who do we have? Ilahi, man yarhamuni illam tarhamni. Who will have mercy on me if you don't have mercy on me? No one. We are created by him. So if someone has no helper, do not wrong them. You want to wrong others? Do. As I said, of course, not allowing it, but it means that this is very grave, this is very severe. And this is what happened to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He had no helper, no helper whatsoever among those people who claimed to be the ummah of his grandfather, among those who prayed towards the Qibla when they wanted to start fighting with him. He had no helper. And that's why when He had lost everyone. He came up the hill and shouted, Allah min nasiran fayansuruna. Is there no helper to help us? Allah min zabbin yadubbu an haram Rasulullah. Is there no one to protect the haram of Rasulullah, these women and children who are grandchildren of the Prophet? Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ.